And chased out of the pocket is Criswell. And they sack,
man.
The first sack of the game. Running up his back is star linebacker Kyle Lewis. And you can kiss this game goodbye.
University of Pittsburgh Panthers at 5-0, their first ACC win and first ever at Chapel Hill last week as they get ready to host California and the Golden Bears newcomers to the conference Saturday at 3:30 at Acrisure Stadium. And Hall of Fame voice of the Panthers broadcast legend Bill Hillgrove is with us by a video. You can see him on the radio at kdkradio.com on our stream. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
You've seen a lot of football, partner, but that back-and-forth game may be kind of the quintessential team that this Pitt coach Narduzzi has put together. It's pretty exciting to watch.
We see a lot of character. They don't get flustered. And, you know, that was, I think, pretty much evident when Eli threw the pick six early in the game to fall behind. A lot of quarterbacks, especially young quarterbacks, would have been affected negatively by that. And he's almost like a cornerback. You know, he is that, forget it. The next play is more important than that one. And I think that's what I like about him. That's what I like about this team. It's resilient.
Yeah, the redshirt freshman quarterback came to us from Alabama. Five straight wins, the first quarterback at Pitt to do that since Dan Marino in 1979. And he continues to get accolades from the ACC, quarterback of the week, Walter Camp, player of the week. I mean, the accolades keep coming in. And again, he's just a redshirt freshman. But the surprise award, Bill, was Pitt's wide receiver of the week is their running back. I don't know. Has that ever happened before?
Probably not. I don't recall when that ever came up, but that's what Desmond Reed provides. You know, he's got the versatility to run the ball between the tackles and then still get outside and do damage to secondaries and, you know, the back seven. So, you know, I'm glad he's on our side. I got to meet him at the team hotel, getting on the elevator, Coach Narduzzi and Desmond. He introduced me to Desmond, and he said, this guy's a Pitt legend, pointing to me. And I said, no, the legend is this guy right here. And I pointed to Desmond, and he flashed that grin from ear to ear.
That's wonderful. Bill, what do we know about Cal, a team most of us are unfamiliar with, and what kind of a game do we expect to get from them?
Well, I think on the defensive side of the ball, they happen to be a lot more dramatic than they are offensively. On offense, I think Mendoza's been sacked 18 times. And that's not good. But on the defensive side of the ball, they've intercepted 11, including Noel Williams, a transfer from UNLV, a cornerback, who's got five interceptions to lead the country. And I think the number that jumps off the page to me is turnover takeaway. They are plus eight, which is among the nation's leaders. So, you know, I think there's a reason that Pitt's only favored by a field goal and maybe a little bit more.
And the fact is, when we got home from Chapel Hill, Bill, we had a chance to watch that game. It was a late game, 10:30 kickoff Saturday night when California hosted Miami, and they were up 25 points. And then the Hurricanes, man, they scored 21 in the fourth and ended up snatching a win. So it was back-to-back losses, both AC opponents. So California's a wounded bear coming to Acrisure.
Ooh. Well, you got to be ready. And one of the things I like about this Pitt football team is its resiliency. And I think they reflect the attitude of the quarterback. And what I see in Eli is, you know, somebody with that quick to erase the memory of the last play. But also, I think he's the kind of a kid that doesn't get too high. These individual honors that he's rightfully getting, I don't think are affecting his performance at all. He's kind of even keeled, and I think they take their cue, and I think that's a good thing.
3:30 Saturday at Acrisure Pitt, and California Mother Nature is going to cooperate too. It'll be around 70 degrees, so a great day. Hey, before you go, Bill, got to ask you about the Steelers. That was a really disappointing ending to what was a fun game to watch Sunday night when it started after about an hour and a half delay because of weather, but it could have It came down to one play, fourth down and goal from the six. You either win or lose. Obviously, the Steelers lost. What was your takeaway from what you saw?
I love the play by Landon Roberts that put him back across the, you know, back out of the first and goal at the one. But, you know, I think the whole disappointing thing was that drive defensively. They just let them go down the field methodically. And to me, that's not Steelers defense. More people have to rise to the occasion. And I'm not going to point any fingers, but more people have to make plays. You can't let a team methodically, with time running down, just march the ball down the field and put themselves in that position. And it came down to one play. Give them credit. They made the play. The kid that caught the pass, Tolbert, had been injured on the a couple of plays earlier. Give them credit. Tip your hat. But there's something about that Steelers defense that's bothering me in terms of letting people dictate terms.
I agree with that. I have the same exact feeling, Bill. What about the offense and quarterback in specific? There's been a fair amount of chatter this week about seeing Russell Wilson at some point in the near future.
And a disgruntled receiver.
Well, yeah, right.
Well, it is what it is. And, you know, I think some of that stuff will go away if that offense finds itself. It has yet to do that. And I think Russell's in the future, but maybe the future isn't this week. And I think Justin Fields has done a heck of a job in his stead. But I think the number one guy and the reason he has that C on his uniform is Russell Wilson. And time will tell and Mother Nature will tell when that's going to be possible.
Well, the Steelers in Vegas, this is the hot road trip ticket. A lot of people going to be there from Pittsburgh in that brand new shiny stadium against the Raiders. That's Sunday afternoon at 4, and then back home against the Jets the following Sunday at 1. Bill, thank you, sir. And again, this is a year of congrats to you. Monday, Bill's recognized Paul from the Saints and Sinners as the man of the year at the Lamont. If you still time to grab a ticket, so you can search Saints and Sinners. So congrats, Bill.
Thank you, Larry, and I'm looking forward to that. It'll be a fun evening.
All right. Bill Hillgrove on the Big K Morning Show. And with Pittsburgh Magazine's food editor, Christy Graver. And you can see Christy via our video at kdkradio.com. I love that you can see our guest now on the radio, Christy. It's a whole new world.
It is. Yeah, my purple couch.
So where do you want to start today?
The Savannah Bananas.
I heard about this.
How fun. It's an independent baseball team, and they're known for their on-field antics and their fast-paced rules. So they are embarking on a 2025 Banana Ball World Tour, and they'll be hitting football and baseball stadiums from coast to coast. And on August 29th and 30th, they are rolling through PNC Park. And they're similar to the Harlem Globetrotters. So they're an exhibition team that plays in-house trio of opponents. So they play the Firefighters, the Party Animals, and the Texas Tailgaters. And they're going to be here and doing some crazy stuff in PNC Park because, the Pirates sometimes can't. So we have another team. And I think Pittsburgh is really into bananas for some reason. So I'm going to be doing a story on bananas next year. We have the Banana Split Festival and also in August. So it's like a perfect time for them to roll through PNC Park.
Oh, that's right. For those that don't know, the Banana Split was invented in Latrobe or La Trobe.
Yes.
And I've seen these guys pop up on social media over the last couple of years, the Savannah Bananas. They're actually, it looks like a lot of fun. I think that'll be a cool thing.
Yeah, I can't wait to go.
So. All right, new food options. This is right in your wheelhouse at PPG Paints Arena. As the Pens opened their season last night, they forgot to show up, but everybody else did. And so what's on the menu?
Well, there's 8 new food concepts, 8 at PPG Paints Arena. Last week, I got a behind-the-scenes tour and taste. There's new smash burgers, there's tacos, there's pierogies, of course. And there's an entire concept dedicated to Mike Lang-inspired sandwiches. So anything that he said, they make a sandwich out of now. There's also a 24-ounce beer that you could order and a plastic hockey stick. I'm not really sure the logistics of how you drink the last drop of beer there. But yeah, so it's fun. So Chef Terry Davidson and his crew have cooked up some like really cool menus that would make Elvis stay in the building. So like I mentioned, at Mic Drop, you can get a Lord Stanley, which is a grilled shaved steak. It's provolone cheese with seasoned waffle fries on top and coleslaw on an Italian hoagie roll. So that's probably the closest thing you could get to like the Renegade Dog at PNC Park. This is kind of like their version of it.
Gotcha. Well, what's on this Sausalito seal?
That is buffalo chicken, cheddar jack cheese, gorgonzola crema, fries, and onions on a ciabatta bread.
Wow.
So that one's really good, too.
Yeah, all right.
Sausalito soup.
And I understand they're also doing something that a lot of fans might find fun at PPG Paints.
For the first time in the 14-year history of PPG Arena, you could get a behind-the-scenes tour, including the locker room, which I saw last week, which was really cool to be in the locker room where the Pens are. So it's a really neat tour. So if you have a chance to do it, take it. It's really cool.
All right. A lot of people have been waiting all year for this, the Pittsburgh Wine and Spirits Festival, about to commence.
Yes. Tomorrow from 6 to 10, Pittsburgh Magazine is hosting a wine and spirits festival at Rivers Casino. You can sample more than 200 wines, spirits, and seasonal cocktails, and you can meet and greet and at a bottle signing with Union Forge Vodka and NHL great Brian Trottier. So we're talking about the Penguins, so that's a name I haven't said in a while, but Brian Trottier, I remember that. You can also shop the Fine Wine and Good Spirits store. You could have a buffet dinner, and you get complimentary parking. So find a designated driver and get down there. It's really fun.
Don Rivers Casino. And by the way, how about Brian Trottier? Seven-time Stanley Cup champion. He is.
Which is awesome.
Oh, and he lives in Pittsburgh. He loves Pittsburgh. Yeah. Once he played here, he was with the Islanders, won four Stanley Cups with them, and then came, won two with the Pens, and fell in love with Pittsburgh and stayed here. And he's just such a humble, classy guy. He fits, you know, that Pittsburgh mold where, you know, it's not all about you. Oh!
Well,
all right. Well, Christy, we'll talk to you next Thursday. Thank you.
Yes, definitely.
And
see you, Larry.
We have a surprise in-studio guest, our executive, the man that runs all five of our Odyssey radio stations, Michael Spaciopoli's in studio. Big boss, I know what you're going to say. I'm pretty excited.
I didn't plan to be on the air to talk about this, Larry, but I just came in to congratulate you and everybody in the newsroom. And it's an incredible day at KDKA. In the storied history, 100-plus years, last night at an awards ceremony in New York City, KDK won the Marconi Award as the top news talk station in America.
You just gave me goosebumps.
Wow.
Look at that. Our newsroom's going nuts.
Wow. Paul,
congratulations to you, because this is the highest honor you can achieve in our industry.
The absolute highest, Larry. And I said this when I found out last night. It is I'm so happy for all of you that work here and do this every day. And I get emotional talking about it, because the sacrifices that you all make to see it be recognized is truly, truly incredible. And I just am so proud. I told somebody this morning, I'm just so proud of what you all have done. And the city of Pittsburgh needs to understand how fortunate they are for the work that everyone here does every day. And for it to be recognized on this type of level, you know, across the country is just amazing. And I'm just so happy for all of you. And it's just so proud.
Well, thank you. You're the big boss. So it's on you. And I'm proud of the team I work with each and every day. You're right.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I don't think, you know, people outside our business probably don't understand the magnitude of a Marconi, but like Tamara Rush just said, it's like winning an Emmy.
An Oscar in the movie business.
Whatever. You know, whatever business it is. In our world, this is as big as it gets. And we're incredibly grateful to the NAB for recognizing us. And onward, we'll keep doing what we do to serve the city. And we're just grateful for this honor.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Michael Spaciopoli, our big, big boss, Marconi Award winner. And he's right. It's the highest honor you can achieve in this industry. So congrats to my teammates, which I'm very proud to work with every day. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. We're just under 4 weeks till the election. And once again, Pittsburgh and Western Pennsylvania on the campaign trail. Today, it is former President Barack Obama coming late this afternoon to University of Pittsburgh to endorse Vice President Harris. Joining us is, speaking of the University of Pittsburgh, Professor of Presidential Rhetoric, the good Dr. Jerry Schuster. Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
It continues to just amaze me, and I'm sure a lot of other people, how much time all these candidates, Donald Trump was in Reading yesterday, and we know back and forth, and here we go. The clock is ticking. Many people starting to, if they're, you know, voting remotely with the mail-in ballots, have already begun the process. So why bother now?
Well, because Pennsylvania is still key, and one of the things that one of the main reasons why the president, former president, is coming to Western Pennsylvania is to motivate the youth vote. I think that's absolutely critical, and he's very popular with the young people, number one. And I think that I have to mention this. I think he's coming to the field house because he wants to be in the same place where the national champions are, well, about to be national championships for the volleyball.
Yeah,
women's volleyball.
Referring to the number one ranked Panthers for the fifth week in a row, who beat number 15
SMU last night.
Swept them.
Yes, they sure did.
Yeah,
but in any event, I think it's critical, and I think everyone knows it, that, you know, some voter elements are, you know, solidified, but the youth vote isn't just yet. And those that are need to be motivated to get out to vote. And I think this is one of the primary reasons he's coming to Pennsylvania and why the focus is at the University of Pittsburgh.
Dr. Schuster, I was curious to know how you size up Obama's presence in the Harris campaign compared with other presidents. My understanding of this is that getting a president to do a lot of campaigning is not an easy thing to do.
Well, I think the both he and Michelle, his wife, were very fortunate to be promoting her at the convention, and it was obvious by their speeches that they think highly of Kamala Harris. And I think that's the primary reason why their activity level is so high as they cross the states, promoting him. And I think everyone knows that the factor of Pennsylvania's importance is absolutely critical in this campaign. I mean, for all of the reasons that it's been known as the key state, this clearly is one of them.
Yeah, and we're a microcosm for a lot of the country. The country has now long been split down the middle. It's a statistical tie with the polling that they do in Pennsylvania, give or take a point or two, but within the margins of error. So I've talked to a lot of different people, and a lot of people who should know, and a lot of people, all of them say to me, I don't know. I don't know who's going to win. It's truly up in the air.
Well, it really is. And I think that the question that was asked about motivating a former president to campaign, I think that that was, I don't think it took a great deal of motivation on the part of Harris to get Barack Obama and Michelle Obama to, campaign for him, or for her, rather, and that team across the United States. And it's great that they focus on Pittsburgh as the first primary step that, in this process. And it says a great deal, not only for how important Allegheny County and the western part of the state is in this campaign, but because Trump has been here, too, numerous times. And I think it's just a reinforcement of what we already know.
You know what? He was here in a big way last Saturday, as we all know, in
right.
Butler. That was international news of interest to a lot of people just because it was the same exact place and time that the assassination attempt took place, July 13th. But the newcomers to that were, he has a running mate that he didn't have then, and J.D. Vance, and Elon Musk showed up. He showed up with his black hat his black MAGA hat, and then he was at the Steelers-Cowboys game Sunday night, and then he said he called Governor Shapiro because he wants to invest in southwestern Pennsylvania. It's amazing.
Well, you know what? If all of that happens with regard to Elon Musk, we certainly win on that score. How important it was for him to be at the Trump rally, I'm not sure, because the general public has mixed reviews with regard to their reception of the popularity of Elon Musk. They know who he is, obviously, and they know what he stands for, but in terms of can he have the same power over the potential voters that a person like Barack Obama has for Kamala Harris is another story.
It'll be
that remains to be seen.
Yeah, tonight we'll hear what former President Barack Obama has to say.
And I would be willing to bet if he's the speaker that we all know he is, there will be a mention of the volleyball team's superiority. I'm not sure that will go over well in Texas after last night, but nonetheless, I'm sure it's going to be mentioned.
I didn't realize you were such a fan, Dr.
Yeah.
Schuster.
Wow.
Well, when you have some of the students in class, it's kind of hard not to be.
Oh, yeah. So I got it. And then we got that undefeated football team hosting California Saturday. So.
Well, and the men's soccer team, too, is not no slouch.
Yeah,
they're number one in the nation.
How about that? All right, we'll see what happens tonight with Barack Obama. More to come. Dr. Jerry Schuster, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
Still to come, we'll keep you informed as they evaluate the damage done by Hurricane Milton, and we'll have the latest. Paul Rasmussen at the top of this hour. And in studio joining me next hour is going to be Kurt Engel. And Kurt, Olympic gold medalist, obviously a Pittsburgh guy, and Clarion University. Paul, did you know that? Went to.
Oh, yes. Yeah. You have informed me before.
As Marty would say, okay, we've heard that before.
Well, there's a lot of people who've done very well who have a ticket on the wall from Clarion.
What was amazing about Kurt in that Olympics was he won the gold with a broken neck. And just a tough, tough guy. And then for a while, he got into the other wrestling world. The show wrestling, you know, with the WWE and USA Wrestling. He's a WWE Hall of Famer, ambassador for celebrity speaker. But he also has dealt with and faced significant personal battles, including addiction, which he has documented. So he's coming in to talk to people about motivating people to be able to move ahead of those kind of issues. And really fun to talk to. He's seen a lot, done a lot, and he's trying to help other people with his platform, which I really appreciate. So Kurt Engel coming in.